This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairland. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandaway. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo!
Nick Brandaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Pringer. Coming right back to Spexler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up at the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns the long three ball. Good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher.
Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Raderman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Raderman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hjulstamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hjulstamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's a state semifinal. Bodkins Trojans against Richmond Heights here at the UD Arena. Division 4 state semi. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Should be a great game. Bodkins with an outstanding season. First trip to the D4 Final Four since 94. 25-3 by way of record for the black and gold. 17-4 for Richmond Heights. Of course, Bodkins plays in the Shelby County Athletic League. It tied for the championship. Richmond Heights steamrolled through the Chagrin Valley Conference. Bodkins playing its very best basketball of the year, Chuck. 12 straight triumphs. Defeated Cedarville 42-40, a club which really, except for the game against Jackson Center, had not had a close call all year. Put the clamps on Trent Koning, limited him to two field goals for nearly 32 minutes of that game. And Cedarville was held to 23 points below its per-game average. Defense has been outstanding for these Trojans all year long. And they've got offensive weapons, too. It's an extremely well-rounded club. A fantastic year. Great for the Bodkins community.
Yeah, they have had a terrific season. And they got a great group of kids, a really good coaching staff. They're fun to watch because, you're right, they really play sticky defense. But they have all kinds of offensive weapons. The key today is going to be, I could just go ahead and break out the Anna Taft script.
Yep.
The key today is going to keep them from turning them over at midcourt for easy layups, and also to not allow them to have two and three times down the floor rebounding offensive rebounds. Yeah. If they can do those two things and shoot well, they can certainly win this basketball game.
I know it's a cliche. Botkins needs a good start. Can't fall behind 15-5. Need to make a jump shot from 12 to 15 feet right out of the chute. Gain a little confidence. And get back down the floor. You may only shoot it once at the offensive end, but you cannot allow a long rebound and easy hoop the other way, as you noted.
It's got to be a good look each time down, and it wouldn't hurt if Jamison Myers went 7-for-8 from shooting threes tonight.
Jaden Pretty has got to try to not do too much. He navigates, he probes, he gets down below the foul line. It's going to be some tall timber all around Jaden Pretty. He may need to pull up and take that J and not go down too near the rim, because he'll get shots blocked all day long. This Richmond Heights team blocks a dozen per game.
Well, and the scary part about when you get in there, even if you pull up to shoot, you're giving them room then, and they've got some jumpers and some length on you.
Right.
It could be tough. I mean, they're going to have to get into the lane to be able to open up their outside shooting if they don't. Plyman's going to be, Carter Plyman is, and Jacob Plyman are going to be a key to this thing. They need to be able to get some baskets inside, run in their offense to create the defense to have to spread a little bit and go find the shooters.
Richmond Heights has two starters out, 6'2 Jamar Talbert, 6'6 Amarian Dickerson. However, this is a club that's got only two rostered players from last year's team. They went out recruited. It's got at least four new members to this roster who were at other school districts last summer, and three of them start.
Well, they picked up a couple off free agency, and I'm surprised they didn't find somebody from one of the schools that already got knocked out of the tournament to come in and fill the two spots where they got the injured players. The OHSAA has zero control over what happens, and they need to figure out a way, because it's the Catholic schools in football, and it's the schools in basketball that don't have to go abide by the same rules as a Botkins does, as an Anna does, as a Jackson Center does.
Right.
It's not fair, but it is what it is.
Botkins Trojans, homegrown, although Jaden Pretty did come in with his father, the head coach, 3 years ago.
Yeah, but he came in for a legitimate reason. His dad had a job.
Yes, very well said. Josiah Harris reminds me of Ravon Griffith of Cincinnati Tech. Harris is the stud in the middle, 6'8", considering Ohio State, averages 19 points and a whopping dozen rebounds per game. I tell you what, if he matches those numbers today, Botkins is probably in a little bit of trouble.
Well, I've been watching him move around and warm up out there, and that is one big kid.
Yeah.
So, he if he has his way inside, Botkins is probably in trouble.
This team, Richmond Heights, likes to play in space, go one-on-one against you. Botkins' coaching staff said, you know what, most of the clubs that have played Richmond Heights this year really have not tried to defend them with a combination of man and various zones, and expect the Trojans to do that. Botkins may not be in the same defense when Richmond Heights comes down the floor twice in a row.
Well, and that is a confusing thing. A lot of teams don't recognize, you know, when defenses change. But what you got to make sure you don't do is get your team in bad situations defensively, something you haven't done a lot all season.
Yeah, very well said. Love to see the Trojans shoot free throws, Chuck, 9 in a row in the fourth quarter against Cedarville. After missing a few in the first, shooting percentage at the stripe up now to about 68%. It had been 64, 65 most of the year. So important today to shoot fouls extremely well. Richmond Heights shoots them 62% on the year. Botkins shoots threes at almost 37%. Richmond Heights at 30. Trojans will have to make some triples in this game here today.
Oh, absolutely. You're going to have Paul and Meyer are going to have to probably have three or four apiece.
Yep.
To honestly be in this basketball game.
So many great thanks to our business partners here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And with us today for this D4 state semifinal between Botkins and Richmond Heights. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. Gaffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, the Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom and Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Well, Chuck, you coined the phrase that defense is Botkins' calling card, and it certainly has been all year long. It has been super. Botkins head coach Sean Powell and I talked earlier this week, and he was so pleased with his club's great defense against Cedarville.
Your calling card all year long has been defense. Hey, yes, you can score points. You can shoot the three. You can pound it inside. But here down the stretch, late in the season and in the tournament, your strength has been a dynamite defense, and that showed up once again against Cedarville.
Yes, we had watched film on Cedarville, and we looked at the numbers throughout the season, and they've been a high-scoring team, and they had a lot of blowout games where they really didn't have to compete for four quarters because the game was over in the third quarter.
Right.
So we felt like if we could play it more like a Shelby County game where it was in the either high 30s or low 40s, that it would be in our favor. We felt as though we were confident that we could get in the 60s and 70s and still compete, but we felt like it was better to play a style that they probably weren't comfortable playing.
Right, right. In layman's terms, defensively, what did you do to slow down Koning until that last second buzzer beater? He had just two field goals for four quarters.
Yeah, well, Koning, you really can't stop a kid like Koning. He's a heck of a ball player. One-on-one, he's one of the best that we've seen. So our game plan was just to pressure him with different matchups. We started with Zane Paul, and we felt like Zane did a pretty good job on him. And when Koning got going, our plan was to just jump into a zone because we saw that in zones he had to give the ball up to get it back. And that gave us an opportunity to guard him at a different angle. He usually caught the ball on the wing, so we can guard him at a different angle. And then by catching it on the wing and having to guard him from there, our bigs play a big part in it that way. So we just kept a zone in our back pocket to whenever he either hit a big shot or hit two shots in a row, we would jump in the zone just so he would have to adjust and keep him guessing.
And yet at the same time, with the attention you gave Koning, you guarded everybody else extremely well. They shot less than 25%.
Yeah. Shutting down everyone else was definitely a goal just in case Koning got rolling.
Right.
I felt like our weak side help did a tremendous job being there on the catch with their other players. And then when the shot went up, we limited them to one shot. And we did a very good job rebounding as well.
Coach, you've got threats all over the floor, and that in part helps Jaden Pretty to navigate and probe the middle and get down inside the defense.
Yeah, Jaden, he loves to look for lanes to get the ball in the paint. When he gets down there, if he sees a double, his instincts is to kick it out for a shooter or drop it down to one of our bigs. We have multiple options, so we run a free-flowing motion offense to where whoever's going that night can be more aggressive, and the guys that aren't, they can look to score other ways or look to get people open.
Sure, I can't help but comment on the free-throw shooting.
It was marvelous. 9 for 9 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we struggled all season shooting free throws. We felt like we should probably shoot 10% better than what we have.
Sure.
But we really didn't harp on it. We just said, you know what? We got 10 minutes every practice, every day. We're going to get shots up. We forced our kids to make 25 to 50 free throws a practice and hope that in games when it really counts, they'll step up there and knock it down.
Yeah, Sean Powell, head coach, Bodkins Trojans, who played today in a state semifinal. First trip to the Final Four since 1994 for Bodkins High School basketball. Wow, you are to be commended. You and your staff, great job. Community rallying around the Trojans. It is so exciting.
Yes, it's a big time for the community. It's not just the 15 boys that gets on the bus and go plays in the game. There's kids that played on this team 2 years ago that sacrificed their time, that helped us out and paid off for this game. So it's an overall community win. So today will be a great day for Bodkins.
This Richmond Heights team is quick. It's speedy up and down the floor. Does shoot the three pretty well. It's big on the inside with the 6'7" Harris. How do you defend a club like this that wants to spread you out a little bit and perform in space?
Yeah, if they get an opportunity to spread us out, it'd be very difficult. They're solid in every position with size and speed and being able to hit it from the perimeter. So we're going to play our defense. We believe we can guard them man for man. As soon as the shot goes up, limiting them to one shot. And like I say, just stick to the meat and potatoes of basketball, and hopefully we'll be there at the end to either have the lead or be able to take over the lead there in the end.
Hey, good luck against Richmond Heights in the state semifinal at the UD Arena.
Thank you.
Sean Powell, head coach of the Bodkins Trojans. We are positioned about 15 feet off the floor. Foul line at the left end of the UD Arena behind the Richmond Heights bench. And I have seen in print where Josiah Harris is listed as 6'7", 6'8", maybe 6'9", with the hair on the top of the head. He's a 7-footer, Chuck.
They got some size, that's a fact. I'm sure he's got some legs and some jumping ability to go along with it.
Harris will be joined up front by 6'6", Priest Ryan, a skilled rebounder who puts in about 7 buckets a game. Jaden Cox Holloway, 6'5", and a depth corner 3-point shooter is in the opening 5. The two new starters for the couple guys who are out include Malachi Sonie, S-O-N-I-E, who is a 6'1 guard, and Lorenzo Nettles, a 5'8 guard. So because of two players being missed today by Richmond Heights, they do go a little smaller, but the front line still is long, lean, and athletic.
Yeah, they got plenty of height. They've got plenty of quickness. I don't know if they're going to be a great shooting team. That's what Bodkins is going to have to count on and put bodies on them when the shot goes up.
Yep. We've got the full starting lineups. Opening tip in a couple of minutes. Bodkins, Richmond Heights, boys, D4, state semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
Western Ohio's leader in wellness enhancement is Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna.
Here at Victrus Health and Wellness, we love being the answer. When you feel like you've tried everything for your pain and chronic injuries, we use functional medicine in addition to highly specialized physical therapy techniques.
I'm with Dr. Lisa Marino of Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. What is functional medicine?
Functional medicine is a highly personalized, systematic approach to complex health conditions and stubborn weight gain. We use specialized testing, including gut health, DNA, and organic acids to take the guesswork out of healing. If you've given up on losing weight or healing your chronic pain or injuries, I invite you to give us a call for a free consultation.
For Victorious Health and Wellness, phone 937-232-5237. And you can claim your free consult by going to Victorious, V-I-C-T-O-R-U-S, https://health.com/free-consult. Dr. Lisa Marino holds a doctorate degree in physical therapy from The Ohio State University. Western Ohio's leader in functional medicine is Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. The key building components for the Bodkins Trojans today limit the turnovers, rebound, and box out against this tall Richmond Heights club and make some jump shots. No doubt several threes will be important for Bodkins here today. The key building components for Richmond Heights: use a double dose of Josiah Harris and Priest Bryan on the inside. Two outstanding rebounders. They combine for about 37 points per game. But Bodkins has got to slow them down. Can't stop them. But those two building components for Richmond Heights must be slowed for sure. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulte Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi. See firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte of Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Now, Bodkins may not be able to out-rebound Richmond Heights, may not be able to slow down the two big players on the inside very much, but Bodkins can't let things get out of hand. You got to stay within range. Can't fall behind by 10 points.
Well, they need to have good possessions. They can't. I mean, a good possession might be two passes and a three if you don't have anybody on you. But you can't just launch the first shot that you get. You got to do a little bit of ball movement. Make them play some defense. You don't get tired on offense. You get tired on defense.
Chuck, as an extension of that, even though Bodkins is averaging around 60, Trojans don't want a game in the 60s or 70s. They'd be pleased with a 42-40 contest like they had.
Well, if they can keep it in the 40s, they've done their job.
Yes. A Cedarville repeat would be just fine. Well, these Bodkins Trojans have had great years from Jacob Kleiman, a junior in the middle. 15.5 points a game, 7 rebounds per contest. Jaden Pretty at guard, averaging 14 a game. He's dealt out about 100 assists on the season. Zane Paul, Jamison Meyer at guard. Jamison comes off the bench. They have totaled between them almost 103-point baskets this year. Carter Plyman does a little bit of everything, as you noted a little while ago. He rebounds, he scores, he can make the three-pointer. He pumped in 4 free throws in a row late against Cedarville. And Denton Holman is like the Swiss Army knife. He'll guard the best offensive player on the other team for at least part of the game.
Yeah, I mean, if you get 2 or 3 points out of Holman, you got more than you were planning on. He does everything else for you. Rebounds, block shots, plays defense, and he handles the ball well. He doesn't turn the ball over a lot.
And Dylan Top, a 6'4" junior, continues to provide key minutes off the bench for Bodkins. As I mentioned, Jamar Talbert and Amarian Dickerson, 6'2 and 6'6 respectively, not available for this game today for Richmond Heights. Talbert was a transfer last summer, as were 3 starters here today for the Richmond Heights Spartans. Richmond Heights in the road blue. Blue numbers outlined in white, white stripe down the sides of the shorts. Botkins, the home team on the scoreboard. Gold numerals outlined in black. Gold and black stripes down the sides of the shorts. Black tennies. And here come the white-shirted Trojans out onto the floor. As you use your imagination on your phone or computer, Botkins from right to left, Richmond Heights left to right.
Well, I don't think that UD, on the person running the music, got the memo that it's not a full crowd. People are hearing this on the interstate. They need to turn it down a little bit.
Well, I was having difficulty hearing myself in the headset. The music volume was at a very high decibel level. It still is. The official steps in for the toss, and it's won easily by Richmond Heights. It goes down to Malachi Sony, who runs the attack out high, hands off to Lorenzo Nettles. Nettles outside the arc on the right flank. It's dealt on the play to Jaden Cox Holloway, who gives it up, gets it back. Pretty on Holloway. That's about a 6-inch height disadvantage right there. Here's Nettles, 30 feet out. Good defense by Carter Flyman. Right now, against this defense from the Trojans, Richmond Heights is stymied a little bit. What's it look like to
you? Well, they're playing a man-to-man. And it looks like a zone because Richmond Heights is playing 1-4 across. But they're playing straight man right now.
Well, Richmond Heights got flustered. They got frustrated just a bit and committed a moving screen.
Yep.
Foul goes against Priest Ryan. That will be interesting here today. The bench for Richmond Heights is shortened a little bit, and that's an initial foul on one of the two big guys on the inside. Here is Botkins dribbling up over the center line on the weave. It's Pretty to Powell. Powell straight away, 25 feet out. The 5'11 guard goes down inside to Jacob Flyman. He spins, works hard, flips it up with the left. It's off to the right, no good. Rebound taken down by Josiah Harris of Richmond Heights. Up the floor to Nettles. Nettles out on the arc, 25 feet away, no score. We played a minute 10. Now Pretty is following Nettles, who cuts through the lane. Switching defense by Botkins. Here's a wild shot by Richmond Heights. Off balance by Priest Ryan. Had no chance to make it. Barely caught the rim. Great D by Botkins. Trojans got the rebound. Paul brought it down. Lays it off for Pretty. Oh, what a dish! Oh, what a dish! Pretty on the two-pointer right in front.
Yeah, Paul got in the lane. That's what we talked about.
2-0 Botkins in the lead. Nettles on the arc, 25 feet out. Pretty on him. Far left wing, it's Holloway. Coming out to catch is Harris. Harris gives it down inside to a teammate. Here's a 7-foot lefty and hook shot, and it's good by Priest Ryan. Lot of rim, feather-like touch. It danced around and fell through. Tied up at 2. Carter Plyman, head of the key for Botkins. 25 feet out to Zane Paul. Fakes right, goes left. Deep right corner three by Plyman. Oh, it's a tough break. In and out. Rebound batted out of bounds off Heights.
That was a good look. Almost went down.
Sure was. Plyman's ball was right on the money in the air. Spun around in the cylinder and snapped away. Zane Paul, shot fake. Tries a little pick and roll down inside with Holman. Shovels it to Pretty. Richmond Heights deflects. It goes out of bounds. Quick hands for the Spartans.
Yeah, when you catch the ball, if you're a big guy in the lane, you better be protecting it.
Baseline left to the rim. Carter Plyman to trigger. We're tied at 2. 2 minutes, 20 seconds gone. Ball thrown deep right corner to Pretty. Foul line doesn't shoot. Tries to weave a pass down inside to a teammate. And again, it's poked by Richmond Heights, and it rolls out of bounds.
They're trying passes that have worked all year, but I think they're going to have to adjust to the quickness of what they're playing.
Yep, many of those throws the Trojans made during the season won't work today. You've got to be really careful. Ball pitched into Plyman behind the arc, 30 feet out. Cross court to Powell. 5.5 to go first quarter. Game tied at 2. Ryan, a field goal for Heights. Pretty, a basket for Botkins. Here's Pretty. Fadeaway 15-footer, right wing. It is in, out, back in. We'll take it. Boy, jiggled around in the iron. Fell down through the cylinder. Little pick and roll down inside to Harris. Oh, he's bottled up. What a steal. Yanked away by Plyman. Just jerked it right from the mitts of the big post player for Richmond Heights. Pretty down to Playman on the arc to Zane Paul with 4:56 to go in the first. Paul tries to light up a three. Off to the right, no good. Weak side rebound, Jacob Playman. Ball loose in the corner. The officials look at each other, and it is smacked out of bounds by Richmond Heights. Dylan Topp on the floor for Bodkins, the 6'4 junior. 4:50 left, opening stanza. 4-2 Bodkins. Good beginning.
Jamison Myers is checked in too.
Yep, Jamison on the floor. And you can bet that
they got size on him.
Oh, yeah. Jaden Holloway.
6'5.
6'5 junior guarding Jamison Meyer. Oh, here's good penetration by Pretty. Pulls up below the foul stripe and nails it. Couple of buckets for Pretty.
He's got all six.
Oh, he's got three field goals.
Yep,
my mistake. 6-2. Bodkins up four. Here's a long three-point try by Richmond Heights. It's Lorenzo Nettles way offline. The left-hander wasn't close. Body's flying, the paint on the rebound. Foul against the Spartans.
That's the second foul on Ryan.
Oh, what was I talking about a moment ago? Priest Ryan, inside player for the Spartans, has picked up two in the opening 3 minutes, 40 seconds of the game.
And now they go from 6'6 to 5'10.
Yes. Ibn Edwards on the floor now. Bench a little thin for Richmond Heights because two players are out. One disciplined, one an injury. Here's a lob pass down inside. Carter Plyman to Jacob. Jacob falls to a knee. Tries to dish it to a teammate. It's wild. Picked off by Richmond Heights. Quick triple the other way. Off the back iron by Holloway. Loose ball, foul line. It's tapped to Jamison Meyer. Bodkins up four. We played half the first quarter. Meyer long three. Short rim. Backboard no. Quick shot misfired. Rebound Spartans. Quickly down the floor. Ibn Edwards hands it off to a teammate. Gets it back. Dives into the lane. And he's tripped up. Don't think it's in the act of shooting.
No.
3:44 left in the first. 6-2. Bodkins up four. Pretty gets a quick respite for the Trojans. He's on the bench. Baseline left to the rim. Ball lobbed to Harris, head of the key. Outside the arc on the right to Holloway. Lets it go from downtown. Got it. Wow. Woo. No. 6-5. Bodkins up one.
That was Sony.
Malachi Sony on the steal. Sony against Carter Plyman. Stripped by Carter. Outlet to Jamison Meyer. He doesn't have the numbers. Pulls up inside the arc. Shoots it short. Rebound volleyball to Plyman in the lane. He's hacked as he goes up for two. 6-5. Bodkins up one. It was Malachi Sony who drained the three for Richmond Heights. Bodkins up one. Jacob Plyman at the stripe. 3:17 left. I tell you what, wind conditioning is going to be a factor.
Oh, absolutely.
You've got to be able to play at a quick pace. And that pace, every now and then, maybe slowed down to a moderate one. But, well, when you have an opportunity, you need to push it the other way. Richmond Heights took advantage a moment ago. Bodkins tried to this last trip down. Plyman was hammered on the arm in the act of shooting. He missed a free throw and made one. 7-5 Bodkins, 3:15 to go first quarter. Here's Richmond Heights fumbling it. It is out of the grasp of Nettles and rolls to the Bodkins bench. Turnover. I tell you what, Chuck, from what I have seen so far, Bodkins can play right with this club.
Oh, I think they can. I mean, they're not as smooth as I thought we were going to see.
Pretty was out for seconds. He's back on the floor. He's doubled in the corner. Throws cross-court to Powell. Powell sends it out high to Jacob Plyman. Now Pretty 25 feet away. They're trying that pick and roll. Not available. Pretty pulls up in the lane below the foul stripe and drills it. 8 of 9 Bodkins points for Pretty. 9-5 Trojans. 2:45 left in the first. Here's Malachi Sony out of the arc. Long lob pass down inside to Harris. Blocked on the play. Jacob Plyman crammed him. Loose ball scooped up by Zane Paul. Paul into the half court. Goes behind the back. He's grabbed. Foul. Yes. And that's on Harris.
And the fouls are starting to add up a little bit.
One and one, common personal against Richmond Heights. 2:29 to go, first quarter. 9-5, Botkins up 4. Excellent start for the black and gold.
Yeah, amazing start for Jaden Pretty.
Yes.
He's 4-for-4 from the floor.
Near midcourt, Denton Holman triggers. Inbounds to Pretty at the UD logo. Fakes right, goes left. Still 25 feet out. Picks up his dribble in a little hot water. Carter Plyman is the safety valve. He's got it 25 feet away. Bears down into the right corner. Josiah Harris picks him up to Carter Plyman. Cross court to Zane Paul. Enters the lane. Little Euro step. Up and good. Zane Paul. Wow. Beautiful drive. 50 maneuver. Time out. Richmond Heights. 2:05 to go in the first. Botkins up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
Steve and Ted Services, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. At Steve and Ted, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Great reputation. Began in 2002. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning, for providing quality products and services at affordable prices. And they are your local Lennox dealer, Steve and Ted's in Anna. Proud to offer only the finest heating, cooling, and indoor air quality products. Right after the timeout, set play, long three ball behind a screen, and a bucket for Richmond Heights. Right back comes Botkins. Baseline drive, Carter Plyman. Outstanding play executed by the Trojans for a deuce. 13-8 our score. A triple during our commercial break by Richmond Heights.
With Sony again.
Here's another long three by Holloway this time for Richmond Heights. It's no good. Baseline rebound by the Spartans. Harris to the basket. Missed it. Good foul by Botkins. Forced the errant shot, but two free throws here for Harris. 5-point lead Trojans. 1:19 left first quarter. Again, your local Lennox dealer, Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Botkins has Paul, Pretty, Carter Plyman, Holman, and Jacob Plyman, the five starters on the floor. Harris is up and good twice at the strike. Fine form, right on the money. Pressure down the floor by Richmond Heights. Botkins beats it. Holman thinks twice about going to the rim. Goes to Jacob Plyman, baseline left. To the rack. Oh, it's blocked. Could have been a foul. No call. Quickly, Richmond Heights the other way. Here's a drive to the basket. A lot of contact and a foul. Richmond Heights gets two more free throws. Jacob Plyman went strong to the rim at the Trojans' offensive end. Had an avenue to the basket. And it was either a foul on the wrist or a good cram. The official said play on, and as a result, a bust out the other way by the Spartans.
Well, it looked like a foul to me, but the official's the only one that matters.
Carter Plyman down, relacing up shoes. Holman near the scorer's table, making an adjustment for Botkins as well. And down on the free throw lane, it's Zane Paul and Jacob Plyman for a two-shot foul situation here for the Richmond Heights Spartans. And the free throw is pumped up and made by Lorenzo Nettles. And it's 13-11. Botkins led, what, 9-4, Chuck?
11-5.
11-5, up 6. Free throw lipped the rim. Oop, Botkins in the lane too soon. Or is it a foul? It's ruled a common personal on Botkins on an attempted free throw. Haven't seen that in years. 1:02 to go in the first quarter, and as a result, Richmond Heights gets the ball out of bounds. Harris on the arc goes to Sony. Right wing Harris wants to work with Plyman, goes right around him and puts it in over the rim. And we're tied at 13 just like that. Good pressure in backcourt by Richmond Heights. And the Trojans whip it up across the center line finally to Paul. Oh, what a steal. Yanked right away. Good effort by Nettles. He's got the theft. He pilfered Botkins just like that. Half minute to go here in the first quarter. Tied at 13. Here's a long left-handed three by Nettles. Clangs off the rim. Nice rebound, Botkins, baseline. As Jacob Plyman stayed in bounds. 19 to go, first quarter. Tied at 13. Botkins will play for the last shot. 11 to play. Here's Pretty being doubled. Foul line. Fadeaway off balance. Swished it! 6 to go. Botkins up 2. Late first quarter. Streaking down the floor. Long 3, Richmond Heights. At the buzzer, it's good! Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow, was that Sony?
Yep.
Again, Malachi Sony. 25-footer. He beat the clock. Botkins down one after one. 16-15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Hey, don't forget, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are outstanding. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, only $12.50, served after 4. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271 to place your carryout from Myers, North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Chuck, I think we saw a glimpse of the real Richmond Heights team last 2.5 minutes of that first quarter.
Well, they definitely picked up their defensive intensity. Before, they were just kind of letting Botkins do whatever they wanted. I don't think they, quite honestly, have a lot of respect for Botkins. Then they saw what Pretty can do, and they've turned up the defense, and they've also started going inside, and the throwing it inside has gotten Sony available. And the kid's 3 for 3 shooting threes.
Marvelous beginning of this game for Jaden Pretty. 5 field goals.
Yeah, he needs to keep going.
Yep, he's got 10 points. Don't think he's missed a shot. Maybe one.
No, he hadn't missed yet.
We're 10 seconds into the second quarter. Botkins gets possession to start the second 8-minute session. Here's the ball kicked on the play by Richmond Heights in the corner of the floor. Richmond Heights has really picked up its defensive intensity. It did a lot of reaching the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game. Spartans were not moving their feet against Botkins. But I think the Spartans have gotten the message from the head coach. Quentin Rogers gave him a talking to during a timeout break. And that kind of changed the mood on the floor for this Spartans team. Botkins pick and roll. Jacob Plyman out high to Carter. Carter to the rack. Lays it up short. No good. Nice rebound in the lane, but Botkins. Carter Plyman is back. Zane Paul comes back. Up and under. Hits it. Hits it. And a foul. Botkins relentless on the offensive board.
Well, they have, they're going to flash it up here again. They have an 11-4 rebounding advantage against this big basketball team.
Hard to believe. It's not about height or size, Chuck. It's about anticipation, good footwork, expanding your body, using some width and timing.
Quickness. Getting off the floor quick is more important than how high you can jump.
Zane Paul, a chance to complete the three-point play. Botkins back up one, 17-16, 40 seconds into the second quarter. The free throw lipped the rim. Rebound came off to Nettles for the Spartans on the left-hand bounce over the timeline. UD logo throws high right to Harris. He's on the arc, the big boy, at 6'8". Hands it right back to Nettles. Nettles wants to drive, can't do it. Sends it far left wing to Priest Ryan, who's back in with two fouls. Nettles high right. Here's a dish down inside to Ryan. He tries to make an ill-advised pass through the paint, and Botkins manages to get a fist on it and drive it away. Steal. Here comes Powell down the floor for the Trojans, who are up one. 6.5 to go, second quarter. On the arc to Powell. Oh, in the lane, Jacob Lyman wide open. He dunks it! He dunks it!
Nice look. That's that slip screen they love to run.
Yep,
he was wide open.
What an assist by Powell, or I should say by Paul, and Jacob Lyman finished. Here's a long three-pointer straight away. Josiah Harris, the big center, goes downtown with a trifecta. We're tied at 19.
Boy, you shoot with that kind of form, and you can get up above the defense like that. You're going to be a threat.
2 minutes gone, second quarter. Oh, here's a poor throw. Jacob Lyman tried to go back door to Pretty. Pretty couldn't catch it. Picked off on the play by Richmond Heights. What a steal by the Spartans. Here's a long fadeaway three right flank. Way short by Priest Ryan. Didn't have a chance. That's a turnover right there.
Yeah, they'll let him have that shot all day.
Yep, into the lap of Botkins. Botkins turned it over last time down. Didn't hurt. Spartans couldn't score. On top, it is Paul. Tied at 19. 5.5 to go in the second. Right wing Pretty to clear out for him. Lyman picks, rolls, no pass. Pretty fakes, goes to the elbow. Jump shot in the air, 17-footer, bouncing twice, won't drop. Rebound into the hands of Harris for Richmond Heights. We're tied at 19. Entertaining game, to say the least. 5 minutes left to play here in quarter number two. Nettles controls the ball against Pretty. Outside the arc on the left is Priest Ryan. Now Harris, boy, the big cat, shoots it from 17, way long. Air ball, leaking out the other way, Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman against Priest Ryan, goes up and scores!
Used his butt.
Yes, he did.
Kept him off of him, good job.
Yep, he used the width of his body to create space to Carter Plyman, and he got two. Zane Paul looped the 50-foot pass down the floor. After the bad shot by Richmond Heights.
They've taken two bad shots in a row.
Yes, two-point lead, Botkins, 4:26 to go here in the second. A good overplay, but Jacob Plyman, he gets a fingertip on it, and the ball rolls to Pretty. Pretty in backcourt. Head coach Sean Powell wants a timeout. Botkins up two, 21-19, 4:20 left in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Jamison Meyer back on the floor for the Trojans, along with Jacob Plyman, Zane Paul, Jaden Pretty, Denton Holman. In backcourt, it's Pretty. 4:15 to go till halftime. Botkins in the lead, but two. Pretty goes behind the back ball, nearly stolen at the midcourt stripe by Sony, but Botkins retains it. Paul, left baseline to Pretty. Pretty from 15, way short, might have been deflected. Rebound down to Nettles. Nettles up ahead to Priest Ryan to the rack. Offensive foul number three. third one on Priest Ryan. Who set up shop for Botkins, Chuck?
Top. Top took the charge.
Dylan Top in off the bench. Took the defensive foul. Beautiful job by him. Number 14 was defensively just outside the charge arc, but 6 feet in off the baseline, and he stood strong like a brick wall. And Priest Ryan picked up his third foul as he crashed right into Top. 21-19, Botkins possession, Trojans up two, 3:52 to go till halftime. Carter Plyman, backdoor Zane Paul, wide open, layup, got it! Richmond Heights falling asleep.
6-3 this quarter. Now Botkins has the advantage.
23-19. Botkins up four. 3:36 to go here in the second quarter. Nettles out high. Gives it up on the play to Sony. Back to Nettles. Picked up by Pretty. Here's Nettles' foul line. Down the lane. Collision. Jamison Meyer went for the steal. And hammered him pretty good.
Yeah, he's picked up as Jamison's second.
Team foul five on Botkins. Six on Richmond Heights. Botkins is in the 1-1. Botkins zoning on the inbounds pass. Ball lobbed out near midcourt. Collected on the play by Sony. Back to Nettles. 3:16 to go. Second quarter. Botkins in the lead before. Looks like Zane Paul, far side of the floor, is mirroring Josiah Harris. Nettles wants to weave into the lane, can't do it. Goes outside the arc of the right to Harris, to the post, back to Josiah Harris. His three-point shot is looped up, way short. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Botkins. Outside shooting this quarter from Richmond Heights has wavered a little bit.
Yeah, well, the only one that shot it well in the first quarter was Sony. They got the wrong people shooting threes.
Substitution, Dylan Top in for Jamison Meyer as the Trojans go big once again with Jacob Carter and Top on the floor. Here's the ball lobbed in from below the rim. Out back to Holloway. Holloway hands off to teammate Sony. Sony pulls up at the foul line. 16-footer off the back brace. Long rebound, though, to Nettles. Nettles in the right corner. Trying to juke. Can't get a drive on Carter Plyman. 2:35 to go. Second quarter. Botkins fans cheering. Here's Nettles driving down the lane. Loops it up with the left hand. No good. Stick back Harris. Strong. Oh, here's a double block by Botkins. But it's ruled a two-shot foul. Maybe down low. There was contact, but not up above. Real formidable D, but Botkins around the rim. Josiah Harris has got a pair at the stripe. 2:25 to go, second quarter. Botkins still up four, 23-19, limiting the Spartans in this quarter to just 3 points. Foul shot short off to the left, no good. 4-point lead, Botkins. Wind, fatigue, pace, conditioning, all a factor. Second shot, Harris, yes. 23-20, Botkins up three. In backcourt, Paul up the right side to Pretty. Pretty nearly trapped. He zips out of trouble, almost triple teamed. Gave it up to Zane Paul. Deep right corner, Jacob Plyman back to Zane. Near side, Pretty. Pretty looks to Dylan Top at the foul line. Pretty wants to drive. Look at him go. A scooper on the run. A dandy. What a game.
No help. I mean, he beat him. He beat his defender badly, and there was no help inside at all.
Jaden Pretty. Beautiful maneuver by him as he skipped to the rim, blew right by a couple of blue shirts. 25-20. Botkins up five. Deep in the right corner, it's Sony. Sony out of the arc to Holloway. Here's a deep three, high left. It's a launch by Sony, way off the mark, barely caught iron, skimmed it, and went out of bounds. Botkins up five, 1:38 to go, second quarter.
I think it was nothing but net. Unfortunately, the outside of the net.
You're right. And we got threes.
Love to see Jamison Meyer, who just got back in the game, make a couple threes here to end the half. That would be a nice rush for Botkins.
Yes, it would. Three men pressuring in backcourt by Heights, but Botkins gets it down comfortably. Here's Jamison on the arc. Minute 25 to go, second quarter. Botkins up 5. Trojans defense second period has been superb. Paul wants to pass. Takes the shot, though, from 24 feet. No good off the heel. Long rebound down to Nettles. Nettles forecourt right, can't drive. Flips it out, back on top. Down to a minute 4 to go, first half. Botkins in the lead by 5. Trying to spread out. Botkins is Nettles. Nettles manages to dash right around Jamison Meyer, who hooked him. And that's team foul 7 on the Trojans. And it is 1-1 time for Richmond Heights. How many fouls on Jamison Meyer?
That's his third.
So he's got a set. He's picked up 3 fouls.
And quite honestly, they were kind of silly. That was just, he just let the guy go around him and then reached.
1-1 for Nettles. It's a lot of rim. It trickles through, though. 25-21. Botkins up 4. 61 seconds to go, second quarter. Botkins has played about as well, Chuck, as it could have dreamed.
Yeah, they're playing really well. I think they're just this good.
Next shot by Nettles on the mark. 25-22. Botkins lead shaved to 3. 1 minute even to go here in the first half. Zane Paul gets the inbound. There's a man behind him, and he gets rid of it nicely to Carter Plyman, 30 feet away, right back to Zane. 50 seconds to go in the half. Here's Pretty, baseline drive. Nobody picks him up. Pretty to the rim. It rolls in. Nice play, Jaden Pretty. How many, Chuck?
14.
Boys owning the baseline. Richmond Heights not sliding over at all to help. Basic defense not being executed. 5-point lead, Botkins. Trojan fans on their feet. It looks like Heights will play for 1. 27, 26, 25. Nettles, 30 feet out. Goes to Holloway. Deep left corner, 3. Blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds. Out of nowhere came, was that Holman?
Top.
Beautiful play. Dylan Top. Great spark from him here in the second quarter. We'll keep it right here, Chuck. 17 ticks remaining till halftime. Botkins in the lead by 5. It will be Richmond Heights ball in just a moment for the last several seconds of the second quarter. They take advantage of this big deal through the end of the month at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. It has been unbelievably popular. Receive free, that's right, free, a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you buy your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets compared to the big box stores. Financing is available. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 17.5 to go, second quarter. Big defensive stand here by Botkins. Here's Harris, 30 feet out, 13 seconds remaining. Gave it up to a teammate, cross court to Nettles. He wants to drive, down to 8, 7. He does, dishes in the lane to Harris. Harris nearly walked, banked it in. 3 to go. Pretty at midcourt, long 55-footer. In and out. He almost made it. Thought Harris traveled on the last field goal. He did. Nonetheless, Botkins, a superb 2 quarters, leading Richmond Heights by 3, 27-24. It's our radio break. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized Home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Bodkins 27, Richmond Heights 24. A lot of sidebars to this game. Four transfers and hoops enrolled at Richmond Heights last August. They've got two starters out tonight, but it's a club that's got a lot of size off the bench. As a result of having to go deep into the bench, they're a little thin, but Josiah Harris, the real deal, considering Ohio State, phenomenal player on the inside. Chuck, I agree with you. First several minutes of this game, I'm not so sure Richmond Heights didn't take Bodkins a little lightly. Trojans have played splendidly through the first 16 minutes, leading by three.
Well, they didn't play as near as intense defense as they did in the second quarter after Bodkins got the lead. And Bodkins still doing a pretty good job of not turning the ball over against the pressure. Bodkins has 10 rebounds. Richmond Heights has 11. 4-3 offensive rebounding advantage for the Heights. Both teams turned the ball over four times in the first quarter. Your reason it's only a three-point game, Richmond Heights 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Bodkins only 1 of 3, so there's 5 points for you. Individual scoring for Richmond Heights. Harris had 10. They got 9 from Sony, all threes in the first quarter. They got 4 from Nettles and 2 from Ryan. They scored 16 and 8, 24 for the half. Bodkins led by Jason Pretty. He was pretty. He had 14 in the first half. They got 6 from Paul, 4 from Carter Plyman, 3 from Jacob Plyman. They scored 15 and 12 and lead at 27-24 at the half.
Halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Bodkins ranked number 9 in the final Division 4 boys AP poll. Richmond Heights number 10. Richmond Heights, a heralded club
that defeated Medina late in the year. Medina, a D1 program that got to the Northeast Region Championship. But to tell you what, Chuck, on a few occasions, maybe more than a few, Richmond Heights just has not covered up Jaden Pretty very well. After Pretty's gotten around the first man, no help, no weak side defense.
Well, you asked what the shell drill was last week for Fort Loramie. It's something that it looks like that they don't run in practice.
Right.
Because they have no one rotating back.
Yeah.
If you beat your defender, there's nobody back there to help them with the size they have. That's what that defense is made for, is to have a shot blocker at the rim. For some reason, they didn't want to do it in the first half anyway.
A turnover number for Botkins low, hanging with Richmond Heights on the boards. Couldn't have asked for a better scenario after two quarters.
No, if you had told me you're going to be up three at the half, he would have said, sure, let's take it and go play a half.
Yes, 27-24, Botkins by three over Richmond Heights. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at the UD Arena. We are at the half, 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Botkins has played exceedingly well and owns a three-point edge over Richmond Heights, 27-24 at the halftime break. Jaden Pretty at guard has paced Botkins with 7 field goals, 14 points. This Richmond Heights team advanced to the Elite Eight last year, lost 2 years ago in the state semifinal to Convoy Crestview, which won the state championship that season. This is Botkins' first trip to the state final four since 1994. Trojans, coached by Tony Rogers that year, lost to Worthington Christian. Game was tied 42-42 at the halftime break. Josh Steinke pumped in 20 in that game for Tony Rogers' club. Tom Platfoot at 15, Phil Vihorn 13, Jason Wendell 11, Jason Rickard had 9. Other members of the roster, Pat Bueller, Jeff King, Jesse Kreitzer, Kellen Munger, Mike Maurer, Trevor Rogers, Jeremy Wick, and assistant coaches were Terry Finkenbein and Brett Meyer. That was back in 94. It is so great for the Botkins community, Shelby County, all of West Central Ohio, for Botkins to return to the state Final Four. It has been a fantastic season. This is an excellent Division IV boys basketball team. Trojans deserve being here.
They do, and I'll tell you what, they brought a nice crowd. They brought as many as they were allowed to bring. It's a good group. Yeah, I want to look at just one more stat here. A couple of things that kind of stand out when I finally got the stat sheets. Botkins has a 24-6 advantage in the paint scoring.
Wow.
7-0 off of turnovers, Botkins has the advantage. Both of those you would have thought were going to be just the opposite.
Yes. Yeah, you never know till you get together and compete on the court. Well, the last field goal, second quarter, was netted by Harris of Richmond Heights. And the arrow favors Richmond Heights to start the second half. So the Spartans have a chance to get two straight goals. Down to three now. Opening seconds of the second half of this game. On the bounce is Lorenzo Nettles. He's controlled the ball. Left-hander, 5'10 at guard. Mears down the right side. Goes to Priest Ryan. And Priest Ryan starts to drive. Ball knocked away from him. And it's ruled a ticky-tacky reach-in.
Wow, they're going to call that?
Foul on Botkins. That was phantom. It's common. Ball lobbed into Holloway, top of the circle, outside the arc on the left to Sony, who's had a very good game. Deep right corner three by Nettles. I can tell from here it's way long. Oh, the loose ball rebound is picked up by Priest Ryan and laid in. The ball hit the floor. Botkins didn't get it. Zane Paul counters. Trifecta is good. Zane Paul from downtown. Woo, he was over at the UD campus letting that one go. Long range. A two-pointer, a gift field goal by Richmond Heights to start the third quarter. And then Zane Paul gets untracked from deep. Here's Nettles going below the rim. Ball whistled to Priest Ryan, deep right corner. His three, way off the mark, missed the rim by 5 feet. Great box out by Botkins. Long lead pass down the floor to Jacob Lyman. He blew it. Had a cripple on the run. Couldn't get it to go. Priest Ryan comes right back for Richmond Heights. Barges in from the right flank. Up and good.
That may be more of his strength than shooting threes.
Yes. Fine drive by Priest Ryan, who's notched a couple goals to start the second half. And spun around at midcourt on the play is Jaden Pretty for Botkins. And guess who picked up his fourth?
Well, we just talked about him, and now he's going to get to come over here and sit by us again.
Yeah, Priest Ryan, lanky 6'5 lad, had dropped in a couple hoops to start the second half, and he will sit for much of the rest of this second half now. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Botkins up 2, 30-28. Who's on Pretty? It's the 6'5 Holloway. Carter Plyman's got it deep left corner to Paul. Pretty straight away. Left side, Carter Plyman looks for the cutter, can't find one. Oh, tries to go out of trouble to Paul, and it's swiped. Pilfered on the play by Richmond Heights. Quickly down the floor, driving into the lane. Shot missed on the play. Holloway blew an easy one. Rebound, Botkins. Each team has missed a snowbird.
Yeah.
Here in the second half. 2-point lead, Botkins still. 5:58 to go, third quarter. Pitch and catch on the arc. Pretty and Carter Plyman. Zane Paul, middle to floor, foul line. Comes out high to get it. Boy, he is cornered. Got to get out of trouble. Goes to the foul stripe to Pretty. Down low to Jacob Plyman. Lays it up from 2 feet. Oh, the shot was altered by Harris, and Jacob couldn't get it to go. The second one from in tight, he has missed. Rebound to Richmond Heights. Opportunities down the drain. On the arc with the ball, it is Sony. Sony enters the paint area. Goes to Nettles for a deep three, left flank. It rimmed, hit the rim three times, spun away. Rebound off the leg of a Spartan player. Out of bounds.
Paul's asking to come out. Is it the one thing about a team that plays this kind of defense on you? You don't get to rest.
No. Nope. Fatigue will be an issue. And head coach Sean Powell trying best to give players respites when they need them the most.
Well, and he just had a nice little chat with Plyman and said, gave him a pat on the butt and told him to relax, I'll guarantee you.
Jamison Meyer back on the floor with three fouls. Here's Carter Plyman in midcourt, nearly fouled. Got it over the center line to Pretty. Pretty head of the key. Defensive pressure has picked up in intensity for Richmond Heights. Botkins up 2, 30-28, 4:50 left here in the third quarter. Foul line, Denton Holman catches, steps below it, good look from 10, and it's skidded off the rim. Rebound down to Nettles. Nettles pulls up on the arc, lets it go, way strong, and we had a push-off on the inside against Carter Plyman as Harris went up over him from behind for the rebound. That's three possessions in a row. Botkins has come up empty. Still leading over 2, 4:41 left third quarter. Richmond Heights inbounding right of the rim. Playmaker Nettles lobbing on top to Holloway. Ball whipped into the lane to Harris. He's doubled, got to get rid of it. Goes on the arc to Sony. Back to Harris, 17 feet away. Spin move, defended well. Awkward bank shot, goes down. What a play by Harris. That's why Ohio State is recruiting him. We're tied at 30. Here is Pretty faking left, going right. Boy, they're shading him now in this half. Defense is spying on Jaden Pretty, who had 7 field goals in the first 2 quarters. Tied at 30, half the third quarter gone. 35 feet away, it's Pretty. Looks far side of the court for Meyer. Jaden still dribbling. Still dribbling. No 5-second call. Guarding him very loosely is Holloway at 6'5". Now the count's on. Hand off to Carter Plyman. Cross court to Jamison Meyer. Left wing Holman. Back to Meyer. Long 3 in the air. Short. No good. Rebound. It deflects off the iron into the corner to Harris. Richmond Heights a possession for the lead here. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Nettles, juke move. Deep left corner, triple by Holloway. Air ball. Rebound off the leg of a Botkins player. No. Is the call changed?
No, they called it off, Plyman.
It is given to Heights.
Goodness. Some of these kids should never shoot a 3, even if they're at home in their backyard.
Yeah, Richmond Heights, 30% on 3s for the year. They've had 5 air balls or shots hit the bottom of the net on the outside or barely graze iron. Ball lobbed in below the rim to midcourt. Nettles fumbles 10 feet into half court with 3:16 to go, third quarter. Game still tied at 30. It has been a slowed down, defensive-minded third 8 minutes. There's a double dribble not witnessed by the referee. Baseline left, Holloway goes below the backboard and has it batted away. Good steal into the hands of Paul. Botkins with possession. Here's Pretty, midcourt. 2 players run at him. Gives it up to Paul. Foul line, Holman. Back to Zane on the arc for 3. Off the back iron. Rebound rolling to midcourt. And on a dart for it goes Holloway. He's got it for Richmond Heights. Gave it up, got it back, shot the 3, left corner, much too strong. Rebound pinballed around, Zane Paul for Botkins. Still tied at 30. Neither team can connect, and Sean Powell, Trojans head coach, gets a timeout. 2:29 remaining, it's a full 30-30 tie. Late in the third on scorersbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Oh, it's a key stretch in this game. Both teams fatigued. Neither team scoring well right now. Pace is slowed down. Botkins 30, Richmond Heights 30. Botkins led by 3 at the half. 2:29 remaining here in the third quarter. Carter Plyman in backcourt enters it to Pretty. Pretty dribbles up the left side, and the ball is poked away, pilfered by Richmond Heights from behind. Here's a 3-on-2 in transition. 1-2 extra passes, and Harris gets the gimme, and the Spartans have got the lead. A bucket off a turnover. Here's Pretty ahead of the key for Botkins, which is down 2 to Holman to Pretty. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 32-30, Richmond Heights with a nice, crafty takeaway. And a run out down the floor. The stud in the middle got the bucket. Josiah Harris. Here's Pretty on the arc. Left side pass to Zane Paul. Minute 48 to go. Third quarter. Carter Plyman dribbling. Harris on him at the arc. Ball dealt to Pretty. Pretty wants to drive. Thought about doing it. Can't. Minute 35 to go. 32-30. Richmond Heights by 2. Spartans have outscored the Trojans by 5 here in the third quarter. Pretty near midcourt against Harris. Deep right corner, Carter Plyman. And Carter Plyman stepped out of bounds. As I mentioned a moment ago after the timeout, critical stretch. And it is paramount now that Botkins tightens down on defense. Trojans have not scored in 2.5 minutes. Here's a good entry pass. Nettles to Harris. Turnaround left-handed Jay. A half hook. It rolled off. Carter Plyman snares the board for Botkins. He's jostled as he comes blitzing down the floor. Foul. It's common. 9:01 to go in the third. 32-30. Richmond Heights up 2. And Dylan Top on the floor giving Denton Holman a respite.
They need to run some. This looks like they did in the middle of the season when they had their couple of losses. It's pretty dribbling the ball and everybody else watching.
Yep, a little stagnant. And Botkins has missed a couple of short shots in this quarter. Down by only 2 is Botkins. 1 minute even remaining in the third. Ball entered into the lane to Jacob, posting up. Tries to throw in the arc to Zane Paul. Oh, it's stolen by Nettles. He pilfered him. A pickpocket by Nettles, who takes it 50 feet and makes a brilliant driving layup with the left hand. And Richmond Heights is up 4. What an overplay by Nettles. And, boy, he flashed some speed down the floor. And Botkins is behind now by 4. You mentioned, Chuck, during the timeout, you feared that Botkins had lost momentum. And this Richmond Heights defense has really tightened the screws in the third quarter.
Yeah, and they're like I said, it's a lot of standing right now. They had their chances. They did miss 2 or 3 little shots in this quarter that would probably have them still have the lead, but it's starting to slide on them now.
Nettles to complete the three-point play as Paul fouled him over the shoulder while Nettles made the layup. That was one great play by Lorenzo Nettles.
Yes, sir. He's very athletic. I don't know how he got the ball up to the rim.
Free throw was in, and it's 35-30. Botkins in some trouble now. Last half minute, third quarter. Here is Carter Plyman 30 feet away to Zane Paul. Zane's got it, UD logo. Back to Plyman. Carter ball high overhead. Looks in the left corner for Jamison Meyer. Meyer's going to need to hit 1 or 2 if Botkins is going to come back and win this game. Here's Pretty at the timeline. Oh, the ball stripped away by Richmond Heights, but it's dug off the floor by Holman. Hand off to Zane Paul. Driving layup is blown. He missed it. Long rebound midcourt. Richmond Heights has it. At the buzzer, long 3. Richmond Heights, no good, off the top of the backboard. Botkins within 5. Trojans missed some short distance shots in that third quarter that are still within 5. Richmond Heights on top, 35-30 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, before we start the fourth quarter, I would like to take this opportunity to provide some shout-outs. Thanks so much to Brett Meyer, his wife, Brett, the longtime former coach at Botkins. Uncle Dan Fry, Jamison Meyer's uncle, is listening out in Denver, Colorado. Grandma Fry, listening up in Napoleon, Ohio. Napoleon, by the way, won the Division II Girls State Championship. Molly and Rick Biddle in Alberta, Minnesota are tuned in. The Liebeck family in Minneapolis. Cindy, by the way, is from Botkins. Her brother is Jeff King, who played on that state team in 1994. And a big shout-out to all of the Napoleon Army up in Northwest Ohio. Thanks so much to Brett Meyer and his wife. Trojans need to get to work. Bodkins down to five. We start the fourth quarter, 35-30, Richmond Heights. Bodkins hasn't scored in 3.5 minutes. Here's Pretty, top of the circle, weaves his way down the lane. Oh, hooks up a reverse layup, and would you believe it bounced around four times and came out.
That was a good take. It just didn't drop.
Oh, a lid on it right now for the Trojans, who are shooting in very poor luck. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Richmond Heights snatched the rebound, and Nettle spreads the floor a little bit. Jamison Meyer on him at the timeline. Pitch and catch, 35 feet away. Nettles near side, far side Holloway. Jamison Myers picked up his fourth. Team foul four on Bodkins. And Richmond Ice has shot free throws pretty well in this game. Zane Paul back in for Jamison Meyer. Trojans have got to clamp down defensively on this possession. Cannot allow the deficit to extend to seven. Nettles hands in, gets it back. Nettles pitch and catch. 25 feet away with Ibn Edwards, who's checked in now. 5'10 senior. First name spelled IBM. Here's Ibn Edwards dribbling. Deep left corner, Holloway. Baseline drive. Coughed it up. Bodkins tried to steal it while it was on the floor. But Carter Plyman, who'd gone off the floor in the previous second, touched it, tried to gain possession, but he hadn't established himself back on the hardwood. Good call by the referee. Baseline left, lobbed in, out on the arc, handled there by Holloway. Holloway to Edwards, 6:56 to go, fourth quarter. Baseline drive, Nettles. Ball whipped to the arc, to the corner, back to the arc, out of control in the lane, Holloway, coughed it up, taken away by Pretty. Shake and bake down the floor to Paul. He sizes up a three. It looks good. It's a little short. Fine rebound, Pretty low on the right. Lays up a seven-footer. In, out, in, out. Oh, my goodness. The basket, Chuck, is covered. It won't go down for Bodkins.
Well, they've dropped all the way down to from 54% to 41%.
6:25 left in the fourth. That rebound was gobbled up eventually by Richmond Heights, which leads by five still. Bodkins has been held to what, 4 points this half?
Three.
3 points, 10 minutes, second half for Bodkins. One of the biggest offensive droughts of the year. Dribble drive, Ibn Edwards down the lane, laid it up way short, rebound pinballed around, Bodkins recovers. Trojans defense has been pretty good. Here's a long pass down the floor, Bodkins gets away with a walk, baseline right, Holman lost it, Richmond Heights, Harris on his back, steals, and he gets a timeout while rolling on the floor. Bodkins has gone about 15 possessions in a row with no points. 5:49 to go in the fourth. 35-30 Richmond Heights on scoresbroadcast.com.
You know what they say about platefuls of crispy golden fish or shrimp and what can only be described as generous portions of sides and a jar of Frisch's world-famous tartar sauce for the whole family? Absolutely nothing, because their mouths are full. There are fish sandwiches, and there's Frisch's fish sandwich. And when you think it can't get any better, Chef reels in a new lemon pepper and a new sriracha fish sandwich. It's like he's messing with us. Mess away, Chef. Mess away.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Bodkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Unbelievable scoring drought for the Bodkins Trojans. It now expands to about 7 minutes. And the number of possessions on which Bodkins has not scored is in the teens. But Bodkins' defense has played well, still within five, despite a lid being on the basket. 5:28 to go in the fourth. and Richmond Heights is content to dribble it around. Here is Pretty with a near steal. He tips the ball away out of bounds from Nettles at side court. Richmond Heights 35, Bodkins 30. The 1994 state semifinal, unlike this one, high scoring, 89-77, Worthington Christian won. Here's Josiah Harris going below the rim against Jacob Plyman. Tries a tough reverse layup, no good. Rebound Bodkins. Carter Plyman zips ahead. Goes to Jacob in the lane, shot fake, four-footer, rolling in! That breaks the scoring drought for the Trojans.
Still only a one-possession game.
Yes, 35-32. Good entry. Carter Plyman to Jacob and went to work. Outside the arc on the left, it's Holloway. Deep left corner, Nettles. Nettles guns a three ball. It is way short. Rebound, Bodkins. Leaking out is Pretty. Driving layup. He blew it! Oh, my gosh, goodness sakes. Rebound down to Richmond Heights. 4:33 to go in the game. 35-32, Heights but three. Bodkins, all kinds of opportunities here. Not cashing in. High left, it's Priest Ryan on the floor with four fouls. Team foul situation, four Bodkins, two in the Spartans. Here's Nettles, let him shoot. He lets one go from 17. He's knocked to the deck. Shot was way off the mark. I think he's going to get a couple free throws.
Well, he shoots free throws well. He doesn't shoot the ball well. You got to be smart in that situation and not foul him.
Don't let him go.
Don't foul jump shooters.
Right. And especially let Nettles pop him up there from the perimeter. A couple of free throws coming for him. 4:13 to go in the game. Bodkins within three, 35-32. Foul shot by Nettles is right through. 36-32, Heights. It has been a meager second half for Bodkins in the scorebook.
My God, if you go back and look at the five or six shots they've missed from point-blank range, they're still winning this basketball game.
No doubt. Bodkins has missed at least five this half. If you strung them together, they wouldn't reach 20 feet. Second free throw way, way short. Rebound to Carter Plyman to Pretty in backcourt. Bodkins down four. 4 minutes left in the game. Bodkins has scored, what, five in this half, Chuck?
Yes.
High post. It is Jacob Plyman. That a Pretty straight away. Foul line extended left. Ball knocked away. Pretty drives to the rim. He left it short. Rebound down to Richmond Heights. Shot might have been hindered, but still it was in tight. Nettles quickly down the floor. Wild drive by him. Lost it up toward the basket. Way off the mark. Rebound, Jacob Plyman. Richmond Heights not playing smart, and Bodkins continuing to miss darn near gimmies.
Well, I'll tell you, like I said, let him shoot the ball. Don't foul him.
3:42 to go in the fourth quarter. We are stuck at 36-32. Richmond Heights. A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still, amazingly, right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Plyman got it for two. 36-34. Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Nettles, 35 feet away. Works to the arc. Gives it up to Evan Edwards. Back to Nettles. High left is Harris. He goes back door to Holloway. Nearly a collision. Nettles, foul line J from 17. Way off to the right. Rebound pinballed. Right back to Priest Ryan. Locked on the play.
Wow.
Locked on the play. Jacob Plyman. Outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer. It was a 4-on-3 break. Meyer was trailing, pulled up, let it fly, and Bodkins has retaken the advantage. 37-36, Trojans, 2:49 left here in the fourth. You knew Jamison was going to drill one from distance eventually.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Plyman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
And Bodkins, after a long lull offensively, has streaked to a one-point edge. Timeout by the Spartans. You know, every day, banks can support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com. Well, I hope I didn't break the microphone decibel level with too much volume on the triple by Jamison Meyer, but it was a thing of beauty. And Bodkins leads this by one with 2:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Trojans 37, Richmond Heights 36.
Well, they need Nettles to keep thinking he's a shooter.
Yes, I would agree. He's hurt him. Yeah, he's thrown up shots he cannot make. Here's Priest Ryan with four fouls at the foul line. Jump stop in the lane. Five-footer, yes. Slicing to the basket, big Priest Ryan at 6'6". Little short jumper, he connected. Bodkins down one. 2:16 to go, fourth quarter. 38-37. Trojans trail. Big basket, Priest Ryan. Here's Paul on the arc. Back door to Pretty. Pretty has it blocked. Baseline right. Harris and Holloway put the clamps on him. Out of bounds to Bodkins, which is down one. 38-37. 2:06 to go, fourth quarter. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Plyman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jamison Meyer to the rescue.
And he got fouled. They didn't call it.
He was flattened. Here is Priest Ryan, elbow in the left. On the arc to Nettles. Nettles to Holloway. Holloway 25 feet away. Down inside, Josiah Harris. Plyman's got him below the backboard. He twists and turns and scores from 4 feet.
He's pretty darn good.
Yep, Josiah Harris, a junior. And we're tied at 40 with 90 seconds to go in the game. 40-40. Team fouls, 5 on Bodkins, only 2 on Richmond Heights. Here's Pretty at the timeline. Near side to Carter Plyman. Pitch and catch. Now the Richmond Heights defense comes out. Here's a floater in the lane by Pretty. It's in! Jaden Pretty, feather-like touch. Front rim, backboard, and down through. He sliced up the Richmond Heights defense. What a play by Pretty. He lulled the opponent to sleep on the arc. Here's Harris. Harris in the lane. Got away with a walk. Left it short. No good. Rebound Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman to Pretty in backcourt. And what do we have? Injury.
I'm hoping it's a cramp.
Josiah Harris limping badly all of a sudden for Richmond Heights. He says, I don't want to come out. I want to stay in. He's trying to walk it off. And the Bodkins bench is furious.
They got to take him out.
Yes.
Rule.
Yep, no choice. And here comes the referee to the bench of Richmond Heights, but it's not enforced. Clearly, an injury delay.
Yeah, you stop play with a whistle. They've got to call a timeout or take him out of the game.
Yep, the technicality not being enforced here by the men in stripes. Here's the situation. 52.1 to go. Great defense by the Bodkins Trojans on the last offensive possession by Richmond Heights. And Harris is substituted for. He is indeed. Well, the replacement comes on, then comes off. Great defense by Bodkins on the last possession by Richmond Heights. Terrific defensive rebounding. And Bodkins has it. The ball is inbounded by the Trojans at side court. And the receiver was on the strike.
That was just silly right there.
Wow. Error Bodkins. They inbounded the ball right down the sideline or parallel to it. And I think Carter Plyman had a toe on the line. Richmond Heights possession. 48 seconds to go. 42-40 Bodkins. You're right, Chuck. Got to put up a good D right here. Ball entered into the lane to Priest Ryan. He spins, and Pretty reaches down, knocks it free, pries it loose, and he zips up the floor. And we got what should be a two-shot foul from behind for Richmond Heights, which grabbed all cloth.
They called a horrible intentional foul on Jamison Meyer in the regional.
Yes.
How do you have a guy break away and you grab his jersey and pull him back?
Chuck, that was an all-time intentional foul, all jersey from behind, and I think it's going to be ruled common. Ball out of bounds to Botkins after the timeout. A full by Richmond Heights with 32 ticks to go. Botkins up two as Botkins collapsed on Priest Ryan last trip down for the Spartans, and it was Jaden Pretty who scraped the ball off the hardwood.
And I'll tell you what, he got on the floor. He said he's going to have some scrapes. I'm fine with coming back down here Sunday morning for a basketball game.
You're going to miss church?
Probably anyway, yes.
Oh, my. Botkins has scrapped and clawed, and I tell you what, Chuck, during that lengthy period of 6.5 minutes or so when Botkins couldn't score, the calling card, the defense was amazingly,
I was getting ready to say,
it was rock solid.
They never stopped playing defense, even when their offense kind of hit the skids.
Defense was tremendous, and it's denied many close-in shots from Richmond Heights here in the last few minutes. The most recent two possessions by Heights, Botkins was just phenomenal defensively. Trojans inbound. Zane Paul is fouled, and that is only the team's, what, third for Richmond Heights?
Fifth.
My mistake, up to five.
Botkins has five, and they have five now.
So Heights has got to commit two more to send Botkins to the line, where the Trojans were sharp last Friday against Cedarville, drilling nine in a row to end the game. Here's Botkins inbounding to Paul. Paul's trapped near midcourt. He tries to hasten his way down the sideline. Hooked from behind. Team foul six. 27.7 to go in the fourth quarter. Botkins needs to make smart plays in the final less than half minute. Let's see if Richmond Heights fouls. It goes into Pretty at the timeline. Loops it back to Carter Plamen. Out of trouble to Jacob. Oh, boy.
Thought he was going over and back.
And here's Pretty near midcourt. Grabbed. Boy, that was another near two-shot intentional foul. But it's whistled as a 1-1 with 21.6 to go. Pretty at the stripe for Botkins, which leads it 42-40.
I guess you're allowed to grab jerseys. I didn't realize that.
I tell you what, that one was marginal. The one before was clear cut.
Oh, yeah, it stopped the break.
Obvious. Yep. The officials just didn't have the guts to make the decision. 1-1 for Pretty. It's in the air. All net. Botkins by three. This would make it a two-possession game. 43-40 Trojans. What a comeback. Free throw Pretty in the air. Off the back iron. Long rebound, Richmond Heights. Let's see if they got a three here. Find Sony. Let's see if they get gutsy and throw up a three. Here's a long one by Nettles. 25-footer. No good. Rebound, Richmond Heights. Stolen by Botkins. Stolen by Plyman. Carter Plyman to Jacob Plyman. It was Holman.
Holman's the one that stripped it away.
Holman with a great steal. 43-40 in favor of Botkins, which shoots the 1-1 Chuck to put this game away. 43-40 Trojans. I was right. Richmond Heights came down and took the first open look bomb.
And it was, like I said, let's make sure Nettles thinks he's a shooter. Yep. He just launched one. It didn't have a prayer.
Nope, he's missed six or seven from long range that have not been close. Well,
they called that Plyman to the line. How's come I thought that was Zane Paul?
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7.4 remaining. Trojans have got to get back on defense. Make Richmond Heights use some clock. Free throw long. Rebound Spartans. Four to play. Nettles over the timeline. Nettles launches a banker from 30 feet. Way, way off. It's over. Botkins has won the state semifinal. Trojans 44. Richmond Heights 40. What an upset. Richmond Heights came in with four summertime transfers. a club which had beaten D1 Medina a month ago. And according to Northeastern Ohio media, would romp over Botkins in this game today. Trojans had other ideas and held Richmond Heights, averaging 73 points a game, to 40.
Well, and you really like to see the sportsmanship. As the game's over, Richmond Heights kids all walked off the floor and didn't even wave down to the Botkins kids. That's the kind of the sportsmanship you love to see.
Spectacular win for the Botkins Trojans, who will advance on to the state final championship game. 10:45 tip on Sunday. 10:45 a.m. tip on Sunday. Airtime here on scoresbroadcast.com at 10:15. The opponent, the winner of this afternoon's 2 o'clock game between Columbus Grove and New Boston Glenwood, which is outside Portsmouth. Columbus Grove, New Boston Glenwood this afternoon at 2. The winner of that game tackles the Botkins Trojans on Sunday, 10:45 tip, 10:15 airtime. Wow. What a terrific effort for the Trojans, who overcame a 6.5-minute drought overlapping the third and the early part of the fourth. But I tell you what, Richmond Heights had all kinds of chances to push the lead out to 6, 7, 8 points. Didn't get it done because Botkins' defense kept the Trojans in touch.
Botkins' defense did that, and on top of that, boy, did they take some stupid shots with the lead.
Yep.
They had a 5-point lead, and they just kept taking stupid shots. And if they hadn't fouled Nettles on that one jump shot, the free throws wouldn't have made any difference at the end.
Right. Yeah, Josiah Harris, 19 points a game, had a very solid game today for Richmond Heights.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
But unbelievably, Chuck, he was not the every possession go-to guy down the stretch. He was forgotten about, and Botkins helped take him away.
Well, he was the go-to guy in the third quarter. When they came out in the third quarter, they picked up their defense, and they went inside to him. And the combination is what got them their 5-point lead. And they went, that was too much fun. Let's do something different.
Oh, this is a shocker. Chuck, I talked to so many people. I've gotten texts and emails ever since, about 10:15, 10:30 this morning. A lot of people tuning in to our play-by-play in color here in the UD Arena. They've got their earplugs going on. Yep. And a number of others, when I arrived this morning, said, wow, this Richmond Heights team looks like the real deal. They are long and lean. They look like the real deal. And people were murmuring, Botkins is probably in for a long morning. Well, the Trojans, as they've done all year, extremely resilient, fantastic defensively, and made key buckets when they mattered. Jaden Pretty was a stalwart today. He would not be denied. And Botkins around the rim, I'm sure, Chuck, gave Richmond Heights a test.
30-18 in the paint.
Points for Botkins.
Yes.
Botkins had 12 more points in the lane than did the Richmond Heights Spartans. Stan Evans is here. He's the Shelby County Athletic League officiating assigner, and he says don't count out the Trojans. Stan, I've got to have a quick conversation with you. You may or may not be mic'd up very well, but why wasn't the first of those two fouls called intentional when it was all cloth from behind, all jersey was grabbed, and Botkins had a breakaway 2 points at the other end? That is very poor officiating here in the state Final Four, and I'm sure you would agree. And Stan
Stan says, nope, not going to say it.
Stan nods his head and says, it's all judgment.
Yep, absolutely.
Nonetheless, Botkins, wow. You talk about resilient.
They did it all.
Persistent, gritty, hard-nosed. They stuck together. Richmond Heights helped with some poor decisions. But I tell you what, Richmond Heights had not played a team like Botkins all year long. West Central Ohio small school basketball, MAC, Shelby County League. Wow.
you're going to have bumps and bruises when the game's over, when you play the clubs from our area. And Botkins gave right back to Richmond Heights whatever the Spartans dished out.
Well, you could see there was absolutely no fear, no intimidation. No. Botkins did not come out here and think, man, we don't have a chance, but let's just keep it close.
Yep.
No, they came out here to go ahead and to be playing Sunday morning, and what a terrific win by a great team with a great coaching staff.
I just got a series of texts and emails. Great webcast, guys. Super exciting. Thanks for describing such a great game. Go Botkins. We're all from Shelby County tuning in.
Oh, yeah, they all pull together. It's kind of like the SEC.
Yep, Columbus Grove, New Boston Glenwood. That's one of those two is the opponent for Botkins for the state championship on Sunday morning at 10:45.
Well, we'll be here and see if we can't get the big trophy for the Trojans.
Right. Chuck, it did not look like at halftime it was going to go this way. But we said in the pregame that Botkins needs to keep this game 50s at most, preferably the 40s, much like the win over Cedarville in the regional final. Well, you know what? It wound up 44-40. The win over Cedarville was 42-40. Richmond Heights was averaging 72 or 73 a game. Can't remember my stat sheet. Over 90 twice, over 100 twice. Botkins held them to 30-plus points below their per-game average with unbelievably rock-solid, tenacious defense.
Well, you know, and I mentioned late in the second quarter when I said, Jameson Myers needs to hit a couple of threes. Well, he waited till the fourth quarter. He waited till they were down and late. But, man, he hit a couple of huge threes that propelled them to this win.
And that was shortly after we gave the series of shout-outs.
There it was, yep.
To friends and family of Brett and his wife all across the country, the USA, and I'm sure they reveled in how this game closed out. In fact, I said at one point in the first half after Jameson wasn't real close on his first couple, as the first half waned, I said, you know, Chuck, Jameson, in order for Botkins to win this game, is going to have to make one or two from long distance. Might have said it in the third quarter. Well, it came to fruition. Big three-pointers by Meyer, who just was ignored by the Richmond Heights defense.
Well, he was guarded by 6'4" early because they've seen film, and then they lost him because they were so worried about Pretty.
Right,
and Jameson made a pay for it.
A quick message from Riemann Drywall in Anna, which offers professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction, and service for homes and businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna is just a call away. 937-538-0513, 538-0513, drywall done right with Riemann. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring, recognize our stars of the game. Everybody a star for Botkins here today.
Well, for Richmond Heights, they were led by Harris with 16, and then they got 9 from Sony, all in the first quarter, all on threes. They got 8 from Nettles, only one basket, and they got 8 from Priest Ryan, who shows me some flashes of being a really good basketball player. He's had to spend too much time on the sideline with these 4 fouls.
How about Holloway?
Holloway,
double digit score.
Yeah, where is he? Threes late in the fourth quarter that propelled him to the win. So I'm going to go with Jason Pretty and Jameson Myers are my players of the game for Clancy's.
Oh, good picks. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, we just received a text from Fort Loramie girls head coach Carla Siegel. Three state championships for her and the Fort Loramie girls in the last 8 years of completed OHSAA tourneys. And Carla says, nice job. Listen to you guys. Exciting game. Well done. Thanks, Carla, so much. And
I'm going to give Carla the fourth one because he would have won last year, too.
Yes. Yep, indeed. You know, Chuck, we were talking during our Clancy's break. There was a stretch late in that third quarter. Game was in the low to mid-30s, and Richmond Heights was ahead by three. Did it get to five at one?
35-30.
Yes, 35-30 and 35-32. And it was in there when Richmond Heights really didn't seem to focus offensively. Bodkin's defense took them out of their game. Bodkin's wasn't scoring. Richmond Heights got a little lackadaisical. Maybe thought they had the game well in hand. Now, that's a slim advantage to think that you're in great shape.
Right.
But Bodkin's took advantage of Richmond Heights not pushing the lead out late in the third, early in the fourth.
Well,
and Carter Plyman did everything imaginable, all the intangibles.
Yep.
He can't have any skin or hair on his knees left.
You're right. And the other one was Homan. He came from six yes. feet away and yep. dove on that last loose ball and corralled it for them and got the ball to Plyman, who got fouled and made the last free throw that ended the basketball game. You're right. Clancy's, they all did something great. They could all have the Clancy's players of the game.
No way in heck Richmond Heights was defended like that all year long, even when they played D1s and they played a handful of them.
Well, I looked, and I never saw another 40 on their on their games for the year.
Yep. At Richmond Heights, as we've noted, limited to a scoring output today, 33 points below their normal 73 that they produce. Wow, what a job by the Bodkin's players, the coaching staff, the community, as we continue to rally around the Bodkin's Trojans of the Shelby County Athletic League, who play for the state championship in D4 at 10:45 a.m. on Sunday, 10:15 airtime. What's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services? Well, Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman has got premium products that you'll need for lighting control, decorative lighting, or a standby generator. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory. Small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply at DickmanSupply.com. Oh, boy, so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum, a big supporter of area high school athletics, a family-owned and operated out of Rushi, for 55 years, and currently looking for qualified applicants in order to support its growth. That's Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Stop in, see Craig Fissinger to discuss employment options at Superior Aluminum. And if you've got a home project that requires railing or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Chuck, what is Bodkin's weakness? Does it have one? This boys team is superb. It wins playing fast, wins playing slow, wins when it doesn't score very well. Can be victorious in a high-scoring game. Trojans are averaging in the low 60s for the year.
Jaden Pretty got the ball in the hoop when nobody else was the first two quarters. The Trojans missed a number of short shots, especially in the second half. Keep in mind, you're thinking in the back of your head.
You're being defended, yeah. They weren't easy shots.
No, they weren't. They weren't point blank 6 inches.
Yeah.
But boy, if Botkins has a flaw, what is it?
You know, I'm not sure they have one. Every once in a while, they get a little stagnant offensively.
Yeah.
But today, it makes sense just for the simple fact that they were quicker. And they put a lot of pressure on them on the perimeter, but I thought they handled it well. I thought Paul and Carter Plyman and Pretty all handled it well. They turned the ball over a little bit, but nothing like it could have been. If it would have been a blowout, that would have, what would have caused the blowout. Yeah. Them outscoring them 30-18 in the paint.
Right. Yeah. Some of these stat lines in Botkins' favor, who would have thought before the game? Paint points by a dozen more for Botkins.
Yep.
Turnovers about even. And the Trojans, what, matched them on the glass?
Yeah, matched them on the glass. Offensive and defensive rebounds.
Yeah. And there was only one real true live ball turnover I can recall that produced a layup at the other end, and that was
picked him at midcourt.
Yeah, magnificent play by Nettles.
Boy, he is quick.
Yes.
Now, I would shoot him for money and horse, but he's not quick. He is quick.
Yeah, he just about shot Richmond Heights out of this game.
Oh, he did shoot him out of the game in the fourth quarter.
But there was just one live ball turnover by Botkins that clearly resulted in points the other way. And we said in the pregame, got to limit those, that's for sure.
Well, another thing that you looked at, Plyman, because Sony hit three threes in the first quarter.
Yes.
They switched Plyman over to him with a little bit of length. I don't think he took another three. I don't think he took another shot.
You may be right. And one offensive player for Richmond Heights that Botkins focused on, not only did Botkins thwart him, they shut him out. Jaden Cox Holloway, three threes a game.
Score
13 points per contest on the year. Blanked.
Yeah, you don't even notice him on the floor.
And the stud, Josiah Harris.
He's pretty good.
Averaging nearly 20. But you know what? He's a bucket below his average.
Well, he had 16.
Two buckets below his average. Well, we're back on Sunday morning, and we'll have to miss church. 10:45 is tip time. Columbus Grove or New Boston Glenwood saw glimpses of both teams who were out for some function here in the last 10 or 15 minutes. Both clubs appeared to be reasonably tall, fairly athletic-looking. I tell you what, bring them on. Botkins will tangle with anybody. Who would you rather have in a fist fight in an alley somewhere? I'll take the Botkins Trojans can have my back.
Okay, well, that's fine. Because I'll be running the other direction.
Lots and lots of fun. Jamison Meyer, the two big late threes. Well, Botkins did so many things today which just don't show up in the scorebook.
Right.
They just don't show up in the scorebook. And they were so alert, so aware around the basket. And I'm sure Richmond Heights was surprised that the Trojans were this daggone good. And Botkins beat them at Richmond Heights game. Again, so many thanks to our great business partners, our anchors, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Supply, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank, Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Common Minster, SECUR.com. Online, securecom.com. Sportspage.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. A new underwriting sponsor here in the tournament, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. I think I failed to mention my goof following the Wygant commercial break. New subdivision has been developed. It is outside of Fort Loramie near Liberty Way. Call Wygant. Reserve your spot. Lots are open, available right now. That's just outside of Liberty Way, Wygant Real Estate and Development, new subdivision near Fort Loramie. Check it out. Give Wygant Real Estate and Development a call. So much fun, Chuck, and we advance on for another week. When was the last time we went well into week three of March to cover high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com?
Well, that's been probably the last time Jackson boys
and girls both 1 year. I'm thinking, what, 16? Right around
right
there.
Area.
Yeah, 2016. Jackson Center boys and girls both got to Columbus. UD Arena, great venue. Love it. A fine perch for us, 15 feet off the floor, foul line extended at one end, can't beat it. Hope you enjoyed today's play-by-play in color of the 44-40 Botkins win in the state semifinal over Richmond Heights. Trojans had to come back from five down in the third quarter to get it done, paced by tenacious defense. It was unbelievably stifling. And a couple of late threes by Jamison Meyer. Botkins pulls it out of the fire. Again, that 1994 Botkins team went to the state semi, couldn't get over the hurdle of Worthington Christian. That day was a 42-42 tie at the halftime break. Worthington Christian outdid Botkins that day in the fourth quarter. Botkins outdoes Richmond Heights today in the fourth quarter. For our radio audience, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. For our online audience, scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon to you. Until Sunday morning, we're on the air 10:15 on Scores Broadcast and WMVR with the Botkins State Championship game against either Columbus Grove or New Boston Glenwood. Again, final score today in the D4 Boys State Semi. Botkins Trojans 40, Richmond Heights. Botkins Trojans 44, I should say. Richmond Heights 40 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.